Once thought of as an ideal toy, model railroads are becoming more of a museum piece than a plaything. And while it may seem like the entire world is clamoring for the fastest smartphones, tablets, 4K TVs, and first-person video games, some long for the hobbies of their youth or their grandparents' youth. Rob Savatsky reports on two local venues where model railroads are still king.
Lawrence T. Geringer got the big idea for his tiny world in 1903 when he was only 9 years old. Located along Interstate 78 in Charlottesville, Pennsylvania, Roadside America is a more than 6,000-square-foot handcrafted display featuring model railroads, moving waterways, working lights, and miniature buildings. A lifelong passion project of Geringer's, the mini museum in Berks County was finally completed in 1963 when Geringer died.
Everything is hand-built by scratch. Everything is scrapwood, and I mean everything he did, all the lighting, all the painting, trees, houses, landscaping, every single thing.
Brian Hilbert is the manager of Roadside America. He's married to Geringer's great-granddaughter. He says in 1953 the display attracted more than 100,000 visitors. This year he expects about 38,000 and says those numbers are growing again.
People that have come here now, they've been here when their grandparents brought them here, or like their parents have brought them here, and then they're bringing their kids here.
Tradition is one of the reasons 36-year-old Jeff Carroll traveled with his family more than 3 hours from Chesapeake, Maryland, to take in the miniature landscape. He says his wife visited Roadside America with her parents when she was young, and they want their children to share in that experience.
I think it's very important that we keep exhibits like this going across the country as new theme parks and different, you know, attractions come upon us. These kind of things tend to phase out, but this is one that has remained. So I think it's really important that we keep things like this open by coming to visit them and passing on these, you know, this history to our children.
About 80 miles down the track and over the Delaware River in Flemington, New Jersey, Bruce Sacanino's hobby has expanded into what the Guinness Book of World Records calls the world's largest model train exhibit. It's called Northlands. It has 40,000 square feet of track with more than 80 trains running simultaneously. It's such a big deal for train enthusiasts that the entryway features famous autographs, including Neil Young, Rod Stewart, and Pee Wee Herman, to name a few. Sacanino is solely responsible for the design and maintenance of the display. He says it's popular in a day of virtual reality because it's tangible and real.
Everything is so digital with games and internet, social internet and so forth. So this is something you can sink your teeth in, entertainment-wise.
82-year-old Kit DeLupi visited from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. She says she hopes places like Northlands last for a very long time because they give people a connection to the past.
It's educational. It's things that are going out that our little ones don't see.
Sacanino has plans to expand Northlands in the near future. Roadside America is seeking to raise $80,000 through a GoFundMe campaign to repair a leaky roof. Hilbert says the leaks have yet to affect the display, but it could if they can't make the fix. For WHYY, I'm Rob Zavatsky.